Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Naina. How may I help you?
Hi, you said your name is Naina?
Diana.
Diana, I apologize. Hi, Diana. My name is Chrissy calling from Capital One on a recorded line, and I have a mutual customer per demand on my back line, and she just received two transactions for just under $100 on her card, and she did sign up for the shipping and handling for some items, but she wants to get the $92 and $90 transactions refunded. She did not think she was going to get additional transactions.
Okay, may I have her zip code, please?
I can bring her on the line so she can give you that information if you give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am, Mr. Vaughn.
Yes?
Thank you so much for patiently holding there for me. I have Diana on the line and she's going to further assist us from here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, can I have your zip code, please?
95490.
95490. And what's your first and last name per demand?
Yes.
Okay, can you verify your address for me, please, for security purposes?
1680 Hera Drive, Willits, California.
All right, Ms. Demond, it does say here that on the 24th of last month, you started to 2 free 14-day trials with Test Onyx and Nitro Onyx. You pay $670 for shipping and handling and $745 for shipping and handling. And yes, Ms. Darmond, when you accept the terms and conditions and when you confirm this order, it lets you know that you were just in a free 14-day trial, which means.
I don't want to continue with this. I want the refund to the 290 and 9189, and I do not want any further shipments of this.
Well, Ms. Darmond, that is a valid charge, so we cannot refund that, but we can cancel your account.
And refund the $180.
No, ma'am. Is your bank going through with that dispute? Did you file a dispute?
Yes, we're going to file a dispute.
Okay, well, I cannot refund that unless they're letting me know that they're not going to go through with that dispute. We cannot further assist you if you're going through with a dispute.
The dispute hasn't been filed as of yet, so we are calling to get the refund first.
Okay, so you're letting me know that you're not going through with it.
I'm letting you know that it has not been filed yet unless we can get the refund.
If you give us a refund, we're not going to file fraud charges. If you don't give us the refund, I'm going to carry on and file the charges.
I understand that, but I need to hear her say that she's not going through with that dispute.
Right. If you give the refund, we will not submit the dispute.
Okay, hold on a moment. I'm going to go ahead and cancel her account. Please stay on the line for her cancellation code. All right, Ms. Derman, I am sorry for that hold. Are you ready for that cancellation code?
Yes.
That is C as in cat, 4-6, F as in frog, 1, D as in dog, 6-7, 8-9, E as in elephant. And again, that
okay,
was
so canceled, and we're getting refund the 180, whatever it is, 185 or something like that.
The 91.89 and the 92.90, correct.
Okay.
And how long will that refund take?
If it does not reflect into her account immediately, it'll take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And can I repeat that code to you?
Sure.
C46, F as in Frank, 1, D as in dog, 6789, E as in Edward.
Correct.
So if it doesn't appear on my account, then I will call Capital One back and we'll carry on. Is that correct, Capital One?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You too have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Hello, ma'am.
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Yep. So we're all set. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.